Hi there. The word for you today is about walking on water. In Matthew 14, verse 29, we read, "He walked on the water to Jesus." When Peter was certain that it was Jesus who was calling him, he left the security of the boat and entrusted himself to the power of God. Hey, so far, so good. Then Matthew records, Matthew 14, verse 30, reading from the Living Bible, "But when Peter looked around at the high waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted." So, here are two more things you need to know. Number one, your focus must be on the Lord, not storm. We all know what it feels like to, quote, see the waves. For example, you begin a new venture, a job, a relationship, an area of spiritual growth, and you're full of hope. Then you encounter storms and setbacks. And you should expect them. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, "Here on earth you will have many trials, so expect it. It's part of the journey of faith." And the second thing to be noted here is this. You must feel the fear and do it regardless. Growth requires taking on new challenges. And each time you do, you'll experience fear, because growth and fear go together. But each time you risk leaving the boat, it means you're more likely to do it again. And each time you step out on the water without drowning, something happens. You realize that your fear no longer has the power over you that you thought it did. On the other hand, each time you resist God's voice and choose to stay in the boat and play it safe, something happens too. His voice becomes a little quieter until eventually you don't even hear it at all. Hey, come on, wouldn't it be worth any risk to avoid that? And let me point something else out to you. Staying in the boat doesn't guarantee your safety. It only guarantees you'll eventually die from something else. The answer to fear is to get out of the boat a little more each day until fear loses its hold over you.